spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Jason joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hello, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
Hey, Jason.
We're good too, man. We're good too. What's up? What's on your mind? Who are you arguing with somebody? You have some kind of problem?
I have a roommate, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every morning he goes to the gym, I would say like around 6:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And every time he goes to the gym, he makes this smoothie in a blender. And when I tell you guys, the blender sounds like a train and a plane and a boat all crashing in the house at the same time at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
It is crazy loud. So I work in a restaurant. I usually get home around 1:32, so I'm literally like going on 2-3 hours of sleep.
Oh, I see.
And the blender is just so loud. Like, it wakes me up every time, and I'm also a light sleeper, so when I hear something, I'm like up, and I can't go back to sleep.
Right.
So, you know, I just asked him, like, you know, hey, can you, like, maybe make the smoothie, you know, the night before, or, you know, just to put it in the refrigerator just so, because the blender's so loud. And he's just like, no, I can't do that, da-da-da-da. And, you know, and I'm just sort of like, but you have to also understand that this loud blender that sounds like a plane and a boat and a train crashing in the house,
yeah,
it can't happen every time because I have to get sleep because I also have to work too.
Yeah.
And so we just argue back and forth about it because it just makes no sense, and I don't understand why you just can't make this smoothie either, you know, before I get home or the night before or whatever.
Right. Okay.
Right.
So I just want to know, am I wrong? Like,
yeah, no, I totally get it. Blenders are very loud.
They are very loud.
Yeah, but also smoothies are, you know, important. You have to make them fresh. And, well, anyway, what's your roommate's name?
Eric.
All right, let's call Eric, Karen. Find out why he's such an inconsiderate smoothie maker.
Hello?
Hi, is this Eric?
Yes, this is he.
Eric, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Good. How was your smoothie today?
It was great. Who's this?
Eric, my name's Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Eric.
Oh, hey.
We host the Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE.
Oh, awesome. Hi, how are you guys?
I don't think that didn't clear it up for him. That's okay.
We also have your roommate, Jason, on the phone.
Oh. You do?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Yes, you do.
He told us how frustrated he's been getting with your smoothie making.
Yes, apparently you're an inconsiderate blender user.
Oh, God. Are you serious?
Yes.
Yes, God. Yes, very serious. Man. I had to call the radio station.
What is this? Yo, I got to go to work.
No, right, but he called us. He's very concerned because apparently every morning you use a very loud blender to make your smoothie. Is that right?
Well, yeah. I told you how loud this blender is, and if you could just make this smoothie the night before, like, I don't understand why you can't make it the night before and just have it in the morning. Why do you have to run the blender at 6 in the morning, and you know,
bro,
I'm sleeping and
bro,
I just got home from work?
Bro, we've been through this already. You can't make a smoothie, like, the night before. You can't make, it's not, okay.
Why
like,
can't you make a smoothie the night before? I'm sure it was what are you talking about?
It's separate. Have you not had, like, a day-old smoothie? It's gross.
No,
yeah,
you gotta,
it's pretty gross.
You gotta blend it and drink it within minutes, yeah.
Well, this loud blender at 6 in the morning is not working. Well, won't you just blend it in a closet or, like, downstairs or something? Can you do that
You have to... Look, I've already been through this with you. Like, you have to consume like your proteins and everything like 30 minutes, at least 30 minutes after a workout.
I guess you have to consume your protein and you got to eat for your workout. But can you do the blender in your car, maybe?
In the car?
Okay. All right. Hang on one second, you two. Can you guys hang tight 1 minute?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Don't go anywhere. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. 340-9595. You know, the blender, it's one of those things. They don't get any quieter.
Yeah.
What do you do when you need your morning smoothie, but your roommate's sleeping late? Jason called us up because his roommate Eric wakes up every morning and makes a smoothie. Right, Eric?
Yeah, I got to get my supplement in.
You got to get the supplement in. It's loud because, you know, blenders are loud. And Eric and Jason, you work late and you say that it wakes you up every day. And you're asking him, could he just not pre-make his smoothie the night before? Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah, that is so right. I think it's just more considerate and you don't have to hear this loud blender at 6 in the morning.
Right. Okay. All right. Hang on 1 second. 340-9595. We have a ton of people online that want to comment. If you want to get in too, 340-9595. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Good morning. This is Josh from Middleburg.
Hey, Josh from Middleburg. What do you think?
Hey, so there are a couple of different ways they could handle this.
Uh-huh.
He could get a different type of blender, like the Magic Bullet or something, that actually doesn't make as much noise.
Oh, really?
Or he can switch his alternative to where he's not technically doing a ice blended smoothie. They have, like, the whey protein and stuff where it's, you don't need the ice. You can use a shaker instead.
No, yeah, I know all about that. I mean, and you know.
Do you know all about the protein smoothies, Mark?
Dude, I go to Smoothie King on the daily.
Okay,
I have
but I'm
a shaker
about
bottle.
Like a workout protein.
Yeah. And that's another thing he could do. He could, like, if Smoothie King opens up early enough or something like that, he can stop by and just spend a couple extra bucks.
Yeah.
If his roommate gets in and they budget for it.
I mean, Smoothie King's open right now if he wants to go. But here, you're right. He could do the shaker bottle smoothie. But a lot of people, you know, if he's doing the fresh fruits and vegetables type thing, you
right.
need the blender. I mean,
right.
the Magic Bullet even is.
Well, why not prep the ingredients the night before? And yeah, the Magic Bullet still makes noise, but not as much. And his roommate mentioned, can he at least make it downstairs? So apparently he's making a smoothie upstairs.
I'm going to be honest with you. If 6 o'clock is like normal breakfast wake up time. So I feel like,
yeah, but at the same time, like, if he works late and he gets home at 2 a.m., what if he started making a smoothie at 2 a.m. and woke his roommate up? Like,
see, that's not normal breakfast time.
Okay, but that's not, I mean, everybody.
It is for some people who work overnight.
Right, it is for some people who, not everybody has the same job as you, like, you know.
No, I know, thank God for that.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, like.
Normal breakfast time for me, by the way, is 4:30 in the morning, so. I mean, I wouldn't go into my kitchen, but here's the thing.
There's no such thing as normal breakfast time.
There's 100% such a thing as normal breakfast time.
Not everybody
it's the
has
time
the
that
same
restaurants
job
are open for breakfast.
Okay, but it's not the not everybody has the same job and wakes up at the same time. Like he said, people work overnight.
Okay,
so.
Right. There are different jobs.
The point
but that
is he would be pissed if he made a smoothie at 2 a.m.
I don't make smoothies.
I would be pissed.
I would be too, because
I get to work. I don't eat breakfast until my first break at night.
Right. See, I have breakfast here at the radio station because it's already loud. But I would never like wake up at 4:30, go to my kitchen and turn on the blender and wake up my wife and kids. Number one, my wife would divorce me. And number two, it would be inconsiderate.
Yeah, well, I agree with that.
It were 6 a.m., I would go in there and start mixing whatever I wanted to. And they got to get up because it's normal breakfast time.
Okay, so even if say your wife had to work a job and she gets home at 2 o'clock in the morning, 4 hours later, you're going to wake her up with a blender?
Oh, my God. My wife gets home at 2 o'clock in the morning anyway, but it's just because she's at the bar.
Oh, yeah, right.
Hey, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. Joshua, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, great, Joshua. What's your take?
You know, using those big blenders, they make so much noise.
Yeah.
Use one of the smaller ones, and you put a towel over it, it'll drown out the noise.
Oh, really?
If you put a towel over your blender?
Yeah.
Have you done that?
I have.
And it works?
I do it every morning.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's good.
That is really cool. I mean, I'll be honest with you, we have a blender like a Ninja or something. It's the loudest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, I've never heard of a quiet blender before.
Yeah, especially if there's ice. I think it's the ice, really, that makes it super loud.
I mean, mine's loud regardless, so I don't know. I mean, the ice definitely makes it louder.
Have you tried putting a towel over it?
No.
Well, Megan, you
should
try.
But I'm not making your smoothie at 5 a.m., so.
Well, right, because that's not normal breakfast time.
Oh, my God, you and your freaking normal breakfast time.
I mean, it's not me, it's like the world.
It's really not, though.
Ryan from St. Augustine, good morning, how are you?
Morning, how are you?
Great, Ryan, what'd you want to say?
I got two things. First, Jason chose this arrangement. And second, you know, 6 o'clock is the hour he's griping about. It happens to be 6 o'clock now. He's been up for 25 minutes or so griping about this issue. So.
Well, because he got woken up by the blender, probably.
He's like,
that's it. I've had it. I'm calling the radio.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.